Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute?
Who is this?
Opinion Research. My name is Will. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll on gun safety. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you. First of all, I need to know if you're at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be 62, 61.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, it's a very serious responsibility. Very
Thank you.
serious.
Thank you very much. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, is stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes.
You will support?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Yes.
You support?
Yes.
What
They
about
need to
a
be
lock?
locked up.
Okay.
They
What
need to
about
be
a
locked up.
Understand. Thank you. What about a law?
I believe in everybody needs to be legally armed, but I believe that everybody needs to be legally should be able to take, yeah, safely protect themselves.
I understand. What about if it was a locked container or cage? Will you support or oppose?
I'd support it if it was locked
Okay.
safely, safely.
How about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Would you support or oppose?
If it was safely,
Okay.
safely, safely.
Okay, support then. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Will you support or oppose?
Key lock would be kind of hard because some kids are able to know how to use it. Keys,
Okay.
some kids are capable of using.
Okay, so you oppose that one.
Yeah, because some kids are capable, no matter how what the age are, some kids are capable.
What about it?
I've seen a 8-month-old do it because they've had
Wow.
little 8-month-old kids know how to use little 8-month-old kids know how to use their little toy keys.
Yeah, some kids
Use
are smart though. Thank you.
very smart.
What about if it was a combination lock? Would you support or
Combination,
oppose?
yes.
Okay.
Combination, I would support.
Okay, what about if it was a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Will you support or oppose?
I would support because it would be hard for somebody else to get another fingerprint identical.
Thank you.
Very hard.
If a firearm isn't a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
If it's in a locked safe, it could be loaded, but with a safety.
Okay, so you think it should be loaded?
It could be. I don't think it should be, but it could be.
Okay, the two options is either it should or it should not.
Okay, I'd say it should not.
Okay, thank you. Second, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or it is not secure?
Repeat that again.
If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or it is not secure?
It is not.
It is not. Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
No.
You oppose? Undecided?
Yeah, on that one, I'm kind of tossed on that one.
Okay, what about if
I try to help? Repeat it again. Let me hear it again.
Okay, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
No.
If it's not in the possession of a legal owner or a law enforcement, will you require that gun to be stored securely?
Yeah, I'm tossed on that one. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would be securely with the person that it belongs to.
But that one
I'm kind of tossed on. I don't understand it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. You could say you are undecided if you want to.
Yeah, because I don't understand it. I'm undecided on that one.
Okay, no problem. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support or oppose that law?
I oppose it. I believe they have to have a search warrant.
Okay,
sorry,
thank you.
Sorry about that.
Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose?
I'm undecided on that one. I'm confused on that one.
Okay. Okay. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose that one, because them little twerps go out and do a lot of shit.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Do you support or oppose?
That one I'm confused on. I'm undecided on that one. I'm tossed.
I can repeat the question, no problem.
Yeah, please.
Okay, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with the minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes.
You support?
Yeah, because, yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
Would you say the 34 through 65?
No, I said 35, 35 through 49, 50 through 64.
30 through 64.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you. Regarding of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
White, duh, female.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our poll. Thank you so much for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.